Today is October the 3rd, the third day of Audio Boo's big festival of music being championed by Omani Blog and lots of other people besides. Mark Knopfler has already made an appearance in several people's lists so far. I think this may be his third outing so far in October, but this is a real gem of a track.
We had a last supper the day of the beaching. She's a dead ship sailing, skeleton crew. The galley is empty, the stove pots are cooling. What's left of the stew? The time is approaching, the captain moves on.
Get Lucky was Mark Knopfler's sixth solo album, released in 2009, and in my humble opinion is an utter masterpiece. If an album is meant to be more than just a collection of songs, if it's meant to have a beginning and a middle and an end, then Get Lucky really hits the spot. And this song, So Far From the Sea, is, I think, one of the best ones on the album. It tells the story of the end of a ship's life. It has sailed the seas for so long, and now it was coming up to the beach to be broken up. The lyrics are so clever in it. It's telling a story, but in a way that is so clear, and yet works so well with the music. So many singers seem to make compromises in their songs. Little bits of rhyme are put in just for the sake of it, in order that the song can have a rhyme to it. But Knopfler just seems to be able to produce something which is so superior to so many of his contemporaries. And to write and record a song that's about the journey, the final journey of a ship, and to actually make it into something that you really want to listen to, something that you can listen to time and time again, I think is just an astonishing thing to do. But it really makes sense, and you can see in your mind this ship that's travelled so far, that is loved by her crew, by her captain, but everybody has a job to do, and the ship is beached on the shore and slowly torn apart. And the song is really typical of many of the others on Get Lucky. They feature a mixture of Mark Knopfler's really unmistakable guitar, but alongside instruments from Celtic music and themes from folk music. Really mixes them in a brilliant way. I was lucky enough to see Mark Knopfler at the Royal Albert Hall a couple of years ago, where he was touring this album and also playing other hits from his career with Dire Straits and other solo albums, including the brilliant Sailing to Philadelphia. And in fact, I'm going to be seeing Mark Knopfler again. I've just bought tickets to go and see him again at the Royal Albert Hall in May next year. So there we go, my song for October the 3rd, music that tells a story.